sense of relief does just getting this done and, you know, getting it done in June give you going into the season?
I think everyone's very excited about it. I think not only my agents, Scott and Jason, but Prague and Brian and the 49ers organization put a lot of hard work in to making sure we got this done as soon as possible.
A big deal, obviously, so it's going to come with a lot of big pressure. What do you see yourself accomplishing over these next 7 years?
Trying to win as many Super Bowls as I can. I think that's your goal as a player, is to try to win the Super Bowl every year you're playing. And I mean, granted, that's not necessarily realistic to win it every single year, but that's what your goal is.
I know that the case in Miami is going to be nothing to it, but the timing of it, was there ever any sense in your mind that that was going to somehow railroad this deal that had been, you know, started in February?
Well, that wasn't something I was worried about. I think I was letting my agents handle all the talking. So they did an amazing job talking with the 49ers. I think everyone's very happy that this organization, my coach, to Jed, to everyone throughout the building, had this kind of confidence to do it at this point in time. I think we all greatly appreciate that.
Expect this to happen so soon? I mean, once they started, you know, face-to-face, negotiations again?
I really wasn't sure when it was gonna be done or the timing of it, but very excited to have it done at this point, and we don't have to worry about talks or anything like that moving forward. We can get back to football and focus on trying to win a Super Bowl.
You're in an elite stratosphere of players in the NFL now in terms of what you'll be making. At what point did you feel that you belonged in that club? You know, how many games into your career did it take you to feel that way?
To me, it's something I feel like I'm always striving to be in that group, in the elite group in the NFL. Not necessarily pay, but as far as a player. And whatever comes along with that comes along with it. But for me, I'm worried about trying to be the best player I can and trying to help this organization win as many games as we can.
Why was it important for you to get the deal done?
I wouldn't say it was something that had to be done right now. I just think between my agents and the organization, they worked very hard and worked very well together. And the timing of it, they were able to get it done 6 weeks earlier than what I think everyone really thought.
Made any plans on what you want to do with the first time you see your bank balance being taking a big jump?
Haven't thought about it too much, but I think the first thing is make sure everyone in my family is set, and I guess go from there.
At the end of last season, I thought you made some comments that your salary demands might be somewhat more modest than what we're hearing, and you got in order to leave space for other players on the team. Had you rethought that position?
No. Part of the way the contract is written and the way it was negotiated was so they would be able to sign other players, and that was something that my agents and the organization worked out, and they felt like this was something they would be able to get other players with.
Do you ever imagine this happening to you before going to Nevada, a relatively small program, and you being a baseball player as well? Was there anything in your mind that since I might become one of the highest paid players in the NFL?
No, I don't think that's something I ever thought about. I think for me, I've always just tried to be the best player I can be, and to be able to have this compensation come along with it is amazing. I'm very grateful for it. There have been too many people that have helped me get to this position, from the organization to my family to Coach Harbaugh, Prague working on the deal, my agents being there, the coaches along the way, even Alex Smith, the time I spent with him. I don't think I would have been able to be at this point so quickly if he hadn't been such a great mentor to me and helped me along with things. So I'm very grateful for my teammates as well. Wouldn't be here without them.
Sometimes guys get paid and they get fat and happy. That didn't seem like it's going to be a problem with you. But, I mean, is that something you'll have to guard against, just having your desire be dulled slightly?
No, I don't think so. I don't think my motivation is money-driven. I think it's driven by the success I can have on the field, not necessarily for myself, but with my teammates. And this just gives me all the more reason to go out and try to prove that I can live up to the expectations. I can try to help this organization win as many Super Bowls as possible.
Is there pressure on that?
I don't feel like it's a pressure thing. I think it's my own personal expectation, regardless of what anyone else thinks. My expectation is to try to win a Super Bowl every year.
Colin, what's the biggest part of your game that you think that you need to improve on to get a Super Bowl championship?
I think it's something you're constantly trying to work on all parts of your game, but as far as progressions, getting through reads, making better decisions in certain situations. Those are always things you're trying to improve, and it's always easier in hindsight to say, I should have done this, I could have done this, but it's something you try to work to make sure in hindsight you're making the right decisions.
Is there anything you wanted to buy that you always wanted to buy and now you will buy it with this new money or purchases?
No, not at this point. I really don't spend too much money. I think three most expensive things I own are my TV, my bed, and my couch. So I'm going to keep it that way for a while.
You know, you're very charming at this press conference. It's very nice to see you smile. You have a nice smile. A lot of times last season and the season before after games, we never saw that. You spoke in monosyllables. You were curt and never smiled. Why have you changed?
It's not a change. To me, it's a different time, different place. The off season, we have the opportunity to talk and there's nothing on the line. In season, there's information that you can say, there's things that you can say that other teams might pick up on that might hurt you on the field, might hurt you for the next game. And to me, I'm not going to give that information away.
So you'll be that way again during the season. See, there's just two personalities, the nice Colin and the difficult Colin, and we'll see the other one later on.
It's not a nice and a difficult Colin. It's a short and sweet Colin and someone that can be a little bit lengthier with their answers.
It's an interesting choice of socks you're wearing. Is that chosen this morning or are those special contract signing socks?
No. I had these on before I found out, so... Luck of the draw.
Very good luck.
Couple more.
What do you have to say to the folks who are skeptical, saying that you haven't even played 30 games? You started at 30 games. But what do you say to those folks who are skeptical in a contract this big?
Well, I guess the only thing I can say is I'm going to work to try to make sure I'm worth every penny of this. I'm going to try to win as many games as possible and help this team win as many games as possible, and I think that's something I feel like I can do.
Colin, I have a follow-up sock question. Where did you acquire those?
To be honest, one of my friends gave them to me, I think. Gave me a box of socks. No idea what brand or what company, but they're in my drawer.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.